It did not literally explode, but there seemed to be no other word for what it did do. Those who were there that day never forgot it, but they talked about it remarkably little, even among themselves, because there seemed no way to express the terrifying magnificence of it, the power of it. The best they could say was that it darkened the June sun and seemed to turn the shed transparent into a ghost of itself. It was impossible to comprehend how mere glass could stand between that light and the outside world. The throbbing brilliance poured through the boards of the shed like water through cheesecloth. The shapes of the nails stood out like the dots in a newspaper photograph, or purple beads of blood on top of a fresh tattoo. Sandy heard Carl Brundage shout, "She's gonna blow this time! She most surely will!" From behind him in the barracks, he could hear Mr. Dillon howling in terror. "But he still wanted to get out and get at it," Orville told Sandy later. "I had him in the upstairs lounge as far from that goddamn shed as I could get him, but it didn't make any difference. He knew it was there, heard it, I imagine, heard it humming. Then he saw the window. Holy Christ! If I hadn't been quick, hadn't grabbed him right off, I think he would have jumped right through it, second story or not. He pissed all over me. I never realized it till half an hour later. That's how scared I was." Orville shook his head, his face heavy and thoughtful. "Never seen a dog like that. Never. His fur was all bushed out. He was foaming at the mouth, and his eyeballs looked like they were popping right out of his head. Christ!"